Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, a couple of games to talk about. First of all, Coach, you guys have had a full week of games and practice. I'm not sure when the last time that has been, but it's been pretty crazy winter. And knock on wood, you guys have had a good week, a couple of games to talk about. But first, let's go back to last Saturday when you guys took on Clear Lake and the Lions. Pretty good basketball team there in Class 3A. Your team with them a little bit there in the first quarter, and then the second quarter kind of got away. But I thought at times there was some good effort from your team.
Yeah, there were some good things we saw on Saturday. Obviously, they're, as you mentioned, they're one of the better teams not only in North Iowa but in the state. And you know, we covered some things quickly. Obviously, the night before we had Lake Mill, so all our attention was there. So pregame, we covered a lot of things that Clear Lake was going to do, and some things we had to do. And one of those things was handling their pressure and taking care of the ball. And right off the bat, that's something that we did not do very well. We had way too many turnovers, and that's something Clear Lake will force teams into. And they shoot the ball extremely well. And we just got in a hole early, and to come back against them on the road is a difficult task. And not one of our better nights, but I, like you said, there were some bright spots throughout the game, but obviously just not enough to handle a team of Clear Lake like Clear Lake. And you know, they took it to us pretty good in the second quarter, as you mentioned. I think they outscored us 24-9 or something like that in the second quarter. Actually 19-4 actually. But yeah, they just were coming at us with turnovers. They're knocking down threes, and then you got the Meyer kid inside that's just a handful. So you kind of got to pick your poison with them. If you take the middle away, or you close out in their shooters, and we were kind of trying to take shooters away for the most part. But yeah, just didn't have the effort we needed to compete with a Clear Lake team on Saturday.
And Coach, that takes us to this week, as you guys took on Eagle Grove to start off the week. And, you know, a much improved Eagle Grove team that last year saw some good signs out of them. You guys played a really good game with them. One of the games was a really good contest with them. And then last Tuesday night looked really another really good game between Forest City and Eagle Grove. But the Eagles just come out on top 54-51.
Yeah, much like, you know, we talked about earlier in the year with North Union, Eagle Grove had been kind of taking their lumps the last couple of years, playing a lot of young kids, and they've got a junior right now in the Cavanin kid that is as good a pure shooter as you're going to see for a while. And I don't know if the fans didn't get out to see him. He's one of the better players in our conference, if not the best player in our conference, in my opinion. If he's open, the shot's going to go in. He's about a 6'3 kid, so tough matchup for us, but he spread us out. You know, and we did. I thought we did a pretty good job throughout the night. In fact, if you look at stats throughout the whole thing, for the most part, we turned them over 19 times and did a pretty good job defensively on them. But you know, unfortunately, we just made too many mistakes. We just could not. It kind of been the story of our season. We could not get key baskets when we needed them. But you know, Carson Hall, who struggled early in the game, but then battled back and ended up with 18 points for us and knocked down some big shots and had one right at the buzzer that, you know, with a second left, we got him a look with in the corner there, and it just didn't go. He had to kind of throw a desperate shot up there. But, you know, I thought he really played well for us with, like I said, 18 points. And Tommy Miller has just been steady for us. He had 5 assists and, you know, 8 rebounds. And just, I don't know if he came off the floor that night, just really did some nice things for us. So I like the effort from our kids. We did a lot of things really well. We just could not get the ball to go in the hoop and came up 3 points short against the Eagle Grove on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think, Coach, when you look back at some of the stats, I think there's some things to be proud of as far as your team goes. I'm sure you've seen those things and excited as well. I think, you know, your team committed just 10 turnovers in the game. I think that's a good thing. 11 assists, 11 steals, 26 rebounds, not bad numbers there. And then shot, you know, I thought okay, as you mentioned, missed some shots that you'd like to have back, but I just think there's some really good numbers there.
Yeah, you know, that's what we mentioned on Wednesday when we were doing film. We pulled up a lot of our missed shots, and, you know, the shots weren't being missed because we, you know, it was just, they just wasn't going in. Obviously, we were point blank at the rim and not finishing, or had good looks, and our feet and balance were okay on the perimeter, just that the shots weren't going down. And, you know, a lot of times, like I mentioned last night in the pregame with you, you'll go back as a coach when you lose a game by 3 points and try to find those 3 points you could have got. There was 15, 20 points that we could have, I thought, gotten that just didn't happen, either because of a one small defensive lapse or a couple baskets not going in. So I thought we played pretty well on Tuesday. I was happy with our effort. It just wasn't our night at the end on the scoreboard, but I was really happy with the way we bounced back from Clear Lake and did a lot of things really well. And that's what this team has been doing. They haven't been rewarded with wins, but they keep battling. They keep coming in, night out of practice and games and battling. And unfortunately, right now, we're just coming up on the short end.
And, Coach, last night your guys' team travels to Garner Hayfield Ventura. Always fun when the Indians and the Cardinals get together for basketball. It's going to end a 16-point game, but even talking with some people after the game, definitely did not feel like a 16-point game. And I thought your team did a good job of not letting it get out of hand early. You guys were down 13-4. You called the timeout. And then you came all the way back and made it 13-11. After that timeout, you didn't allow them to score again in that first quarter. Got it back to 13-11. There was a couple other times where they kind of extended the lead, and you guys kept it close, battled back. But in the end, the Cardinals just too much last night.
Yeah, we just had had a rough start to the beginning of that game and got down, just didn't rotate a few times on defense like we talked about. So called the timeout and kind of got reminded of how we need to do some things. And to the kids' credit, they got back in there and, like you mentioned, got a 2-point game at the quarter. And again, just couldn't get some shots to go down, but didn't rotate later in the second and third quarter. But again, like you mentioned, we battled back, and I think it was a 6-point game in the fourth quarter, 7-point game in the fourth quarter, and just couldn't get a key bucket. And then they'd get a stop and hit a three and just extended it. But we went down there and some things just the opposite from Tuesday. We turned the ball over 18 times down there, and that's not something you can do against Garner and expect to win there. They play extremely hard. They've got a lot of guys that I thought last night shot the ball really well, and we knew the Britson kid was going to get his, but some other kids really stepped up for them. So, yeah, it was a tough night that we came up short. We were pretty confident going in that we'd get things turned around, but just offensively, we've got to score more than 40 points to battle a Garner team, and we just could not do that last night. I thought they had a great game plan against us and took a lot of things away and frustrated us early, and we just kept, I think we tried to, typically tried to get shots up too soon, and they forced us deep into the shot clock, and that frustrated us early. But then we kept battling, like you said, and we had some kids come off the bench that really I was happy to see last night. Jackson Archer came in and knocked down a couple threes, and Greg Smith came in and gave us some key rebounds. Corey Thorson came in late and gave us a spark. So it's nice to see some of that depth coming in and giving us a spark like they did last night. And Carson Struble, 13 points inside. He was steady, and he caught some good passes in there in a crowded area down there and finished strong. So yeah, some bright spots, but again, the story is we just could not get enough offense last night to stay with Garner.
And Coach, with that, you guys will look ahead to next week, as you will have three games on the docket. First of all, North Union team comes to town in a game that the Indians looking for some revenge there on North Union on their home floor. And then you'll take on Bishop Garrigan at Bishop Garrigan on Thursday, and you'll close out the week by going to North Iowa. So some games in there where the Indians can find some wins, but also some teams that you'll have to play well with, otherwise they'll make you pay.
Exactly. That's what we told the kids last night. There's opportunities for us moving forward, but we've got to get more consistent, and we've got to play with a little more confidence than we've been playing right now. So, like you said, we had a typical week this week with two games and normal practices. Now in the next couple of weeks, we're getting all those makeup games, and things are going to be a little bit different. So, we're going to have to adjust and do some things on the run here, and kids are just going to have to get out and compete. And I thought we've been doing that this week. We got to get our offense going. That's the bottom line, and stay consistent defensively, and hopefully some good things will happen for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely feel like the Indians could put some wins together.
Yeah, and then the other thing, Zarin, I wanted to mention, I wanted to send our condolences out to the Riley Sharper family. He was a former player of ours, and unfortunately was killed in a car accident on Thursday. He was a 2012 graduate and just a great kid, and always worked hard for us and had a career going, and leaves a 9-month-old daughter behind and a wife, and graduated in my son's class. So just a tough deal for the family, and I just wanted to mention, I know a lot of people in our community are sending their thoughts and prayers to the Sharper family, and we wanted to do so as well. So, kind of puts in perspective a lot of things. We talk every week about, a basketball going through a metal and you know why that's fun and gets kids to learn a lot of things. There's some bigger things out there, and it's a difficult time for the Sharper family, and wanted to mention them while we had a chance here.
Yeah, Coach, well said. Riley was an upperclassman in Forest City when I was just entering high school, and just from personal experience, somebody that led by example and was an upperclassman that all of us younger classmen were able to learn from, and we learned quite a bit about multiple different sports, and truly will be missed.
Exactly. He was a multi-sport kid that, you said that really well, so always he was just a kid in the school that was active in a lot of things, and a leader, as you mentioned. So yeah, it's a tough time for a lot of people.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for your time. We really do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker.